From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Citizens in Southern California are not at a loss for banks. There's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase. But if one local politician has his way, residents of Los Angeles will also have a Citibank. No, not that Citibank. I mean literally a bank created by the city, otherwise known as a municipal bank. From KPCC, Alex Cohen explains.
LA City Council President Herb Wesson says commercial banks are all about the bottom line, but a city-run bank would be different.
Its mission statement would be to make the city of Los Angeles a better place.
Wesson adds the bank would accomplish that mission by making loans to support local entrepreneurs and affordable housing. The idea came to him from constituents frustrated by situations like the one at Wells Fargo, where millions of fraudulent accounts were opened without customer consent.
If there was ever a right time, I do believe that that time is now.
But creating such a bank will take some time and a lot of money.
A bank has to be capitalized.
Paul Krikorian heads a committee tasked with fleshing out this idea to see if it's feasible. He's considering everything from the legalities to the funding.
The only real source of capitalization for a municipal bank would be the city's own cash deposits as well as the general fund.
He says the city council won't move forward unless there will be a return on investment for local taxpayers. Other cities like San Francisco and Seattle have been looking at the idea of a municipal bank, too.
I think the motivation is noble.
Rodney Ramcharan teaches banking at University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business. He says despite best intentions, the municipal bank idea is rife with problems.
Once the government is involved in banking, it's very difficult to insulate the direction of loans from the politics.
Take, for example, the only state-run bank in this country, Bank of North Dakota. It opened in 1919 to help local farmers, but concentrating so much of its business in one industry did not pan out well.
So when farm prices fell in 1920 and 21, those farmers went bankrupt.
Since then, the Bank of North Dakota has gotten back on its feet, reporting record profits for the past 13 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Cohen from Marketplace.